Hello, and thank you for joining us for Broncos TV Live from the NFL Scouting Combine. It's day two here at the Combine. A lot of big players came through today. Quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends, plus a lot of GMs and coaches as well here at day two in Indianapolis. We had a little bit of breaking news this morning as reported by NFL Network's Ian Rapoport. He said that the Broncos are close to a mega deal with Von Miller. Of course, that's the number one free agent as listed by NFL Network. We'll try and get that on the show a little bit later after we're joined by John Elway, which he'll be talking here in just about 15 minutes or so. Of course, that's big news as Broncos are trying to get a deal done with Von Miller instead of giving him the franchise tag, which all of us sort of thought that was going to happen. The franchise tag deadline, March 1st. So if the Broncos can get a deal done there, of course, that would open up a lot of other possibilities, including Brock Osweiler and Malik Jackson. Okay, let's set the scene here. I'm with Matt Boyer just outside of where the press conference will be taking place with John Elway. And like we mentioned, John Elway will join us here after he's done with his press conference.
Yeah, to get to the Von Miller news first and foremost, though, I feel like that will be the domino effect that we need to get this free agency period and get this offseason kind of going, because what happens in free agency will dictate largely what the Broncos do as far as the draft goes. We've heard from Coach Gary Kubiak yesterday, says he's looking for a player with a high football IQ. I imagine most of the teams are going to be looking for a player with high football IQ. However, I do think that is something very specific to Coach Kubiak. In finding value in those later rounds, Max Garcia is a guy that he brought up. Trevor Siemian, another great player that worked himself into a backup role for the Broncos when Peyton was out. So I think that we're going to find out a lot from John here in the next couple of minutes, but I do think that we're going to be able to really see things get dictated and really get things going once Von signs on that dotted line.
Well, and we've seen big-time free agents like Von Miller get the franchise tag in the past, just last season, Demaryius Thomas. Just because we're talking about a huge contract here, it takes some time to get done, and the deadline is March 1st. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a little bit difficult, but if they can get that deal done before giving him the franchise tag, it just opens up a lot of possibilities. Guys like Malik Jackson, Brock Osweiler, they could possibly get that, although talking with Ian Rapoport, he said he doesn't think that that's going to happen, but of course, it would just open up a lot of possibilities. And now we're joined by Andrew Mason. And Mace, what do you think about that news if they could get a deal done here with Von Miller?
It would be massive. I mean, it'd be a major item off the offseason checklist, arguably the biggest item off the offseason checklist. And certainly we saw last year how Demaryius Thomas, they gave him the franchise tag and then he wasn't in for OTAs, and it seemed to set him back a little bit. And having Von Miller around for the entire offseason, I think, would make all parties happy. And then again, it would also free up the franchise tag. So if you felt like you had to get something done with Brock Osweiler, you could do that. Although that being said, it's an expensive franchise tag for a quarterback, maybe more than the Broncos would want to invest at this point.
Yeah, well, that's something we'll certainly talk with John Elway about when he joins us here. Limon said after his press conference, he's set to meet the media at the top of the hour here. Quickly, guys, what do we think that we'll hear from John Elway here? What sort of things is he going to address?
Well, I think first and foremost, he's going to address Von Miller, like we said. But after that, I think he's going to talk a lot about Malik Jackson. I think a lot of the questions that are going to be thrown his way are going to deal with Jackson, Miller, and of course, Brock Osweiler. I think those are the three big pieces that they need to get out of the way before the free agency and the draft can kind of kick off. The other big thing that he's going to talk about, of course, is Peyton Manning. Because when you talk about the Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning is first and foremost on most person's list. So I do think that he's going to see a lot of questions about the quarterback position. But the defensive side of the ball, as good as they have been, I think he's going to see a lot of those questions as well.
And Mace, we heard some news this morning that maybe they're trying to rework a couple of deals of existing players. That might be something else that'll come up here today in his press conference.
I would imagine so, and certainly those deals that were referred to this morning involving DeMarcus Ware and Ryan Clady. It's been a lot of speculation about those two. In fact, I even asked Gary Kubiak about Ryan Clady yesterday, and he said that he didn't get any details, but he did say that he and John Elway had talked about Ryan Clady's status a day before everybody came out here to the scouting combine. DeMarcus Ware is interesting. Obviously, we saw that he still has it as a pass rusher when he's healthy, but the health is a big thing. He missed some time with back problems, and you figure if you can get a restructure in place, and that's more reflective of where he is going forward, because with his back issues and going into his 12th year, you're looking at him maybe not being the every down guy. You're looking at using him situationally and getting Shaq Barrett, Shane Ray out there more. So if you can get him down, maybe throw a little more guaranteed money in there, but get his base number down, then I think that that'll help the Broncos. I think it'll help DeMarcus Ware, because at this point, he's not an every down guy, but maybe he's a guy that can play 35 key snaps a game, and then you can extend his career lifespan. It could be a win-win for everybody if they can get that done.
A lot of moving parts here for the Broncos, a lot of free agency news. We haven't even started to talk about the draft yet. But like Mace mentioned, head coach Gary Kubiak addressed the media here at the Combine, and he had a lot of things to say, especially about some of the free agents.
The bottom line is we made a decision how we're going to go about it. And once again, it's about him taking his time, to work through things, think through things. There's no hurry here. Want him to enjoy what just took place, and then we'll go from there. So nothing has changed from that standpoint. That plan continues to be in place. I think he and John have had some conversations. I had a brief one with him yesterday. We will be talking probably today, but I know this week. But we want him to take his time, and we'll work from there. Brock, I think he has a bright future, obviously. He's did a heck of a job for us, started, seven games for us, played against some really good people in some tough situations, played very well. But I think he has a bright future. Obviously, we think the world of him and want to be a part of our football team. We got a lot of guys that are free like that, you know. But he's been really special with the job he's done this year, and I think he's grown a great deal. My history with guys, like we had a guy like Max last year that came to play for us from Florida. Through this combine, through our time with Max, we knew talking football to him that he could make a quick transition. So I think that's really important, their football knowledge and how quick they can help you at our level. You know, we went through about three different offensive football teams, you know, throughout the course of our season. We had a veteran, one of the greatest players this league's ever seen, and then we had a young player for 7 weeks. So you have to adjust and as coaches and do what's best for your football team in this league and find a way to be, you know, to have a chance to be successful each week. We went through a great deal, you know, a lot of tough times this year. You guys know that. Worked on tackles 4 and 5 through most of the year, I think, with the situation we went through and had to move some guys around. Evan and Lou were beat up a great deal of time. I would think of it this way. First of all, I think we're young, and so that I like our future from that standpoint. At the same time, we feel like we definitely have to improve. So does that make it a high priority? I don't know. I mean, we're going to prepare for this draft at every position, just like we do each and every year. But obviously, it's a position that we feel like we need to improve upon offensively. As a coach, our job is to go out and evaluate, which is what we've been doing the past couple of weeks, trying to evaluate real quickly. Our season is very long. Try to suggest to John, we think we can get better. Now we got to go evaluate these young men and come back with a good idea of, you know, what they can do and how they can help our football team. So I think every draft's big, and obviously this one will be very important to us. You know, I mean, this league is just so good. There's such a fine line between winning and losing, and you know, I mean, like, you know that as well as anybody following us the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season, the type of games we ran, the close football games, how we found a way to get it done each and every week. I think that's what's so difficult, because you go right back to work. Everybody's getting a little bit better. Your schedule gets tougher, all those things. I think our division is becoming a really, really difficult division. I think it's going to be really tough. I was just talking to one of the coaches in the hall as I was coming in, I just think it's the National Football League. You know, everybody's getting better. That's why we're here today for this week, to get better as a football team, or each organization to get better and go compete again.
So head coach Gary Kubiak covering a lot of things right there, but he started out with the fluid situation at quarterback, wants to give Peyton Manning all the time that he needs to decide if he wants to come back for a 19th season.
And he deserves that time, because you think about Peyton Manning's career and what he's been able to do and the type of demeanor he's carried himself with throughout his time, not only in Denver but in Indianapolis. He's been a great ambassador for the NFL, and I think, like you said, he deserves all the time that he needs. Not going to rush into a decision, but what happens with Peyton will dictate a lot of what the Broncos are able to do in free agency with the players that they can sign and the draft picks that they may take. So a lot of dominoes may fall with both Von Miller and Peyton Manning.
And yeah, and really, he has time, but we all know March 9th, that's when the time runs out, because that's when his salary for 2016 would become guaranteed. So I'm pretty sure he'll have a decision before then, but it's not an unlimited amount. And certainly, I think even though the Broncos are going to give him the time he wants, for everyone involved, I think sooner is better, because as we've talked about, Malik Jackson, Von Miller, any other restructures, Dane Trevathan, these are all priorities on the Broncos' list. They want to get as many of them taken care of as possible. If they don't get them done by the start of the league year, might be in a little bit of trouble. And actually, John Elway is walking up right now.
I was going to say, the guy it impacts the most is Brock Osweiler. And, of course, we'll be joined here by John Elway in just a few minutes. But first, he's going to go join the rest of the media. He's going to have a press conference here as he'll be walking by here. You'll probably see him walking right behind us here.
There they are.
Oh, there he is. John Elway will join us here just after he meets the media. Mace is going to run over and try and watch his press conference right there. So why don't we go ahead and toss it to John Elway, who will be meeting the media at the podium in just a few minutes.